This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's spend another couple of minutes here on the new cabinet appointments, specifically Steven Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary and what he is actually going to do in that job. One of those things he's going to do is oversee big parts of the American housing market, specifically finance and mortgage lending. The thing is, Mnuchin's been involved in lending before, as Felix alluded to, and it did not go so well for a whole lot of homeowners. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
Since the financial crisis, the Treasury Department has overseen Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, which either own or insure 46% of all mortgages.
I think that the really big place where the Treasury Secretary is going to have an impact is going to be on housing finance reform and really what we should do with Fannie and Freddie.
David Rice is professor of law at Brooklyn Law School. Mnuchin has said he wants to let Fannie and Freddie get out from government oversight. How all that turns out will determine how a lot of people get mortgages, how much government support they get, and at what interest rates. Having Steven Mnuchin at the helm for these discussions is a bitter pill for housing advocates.
Mr. Mnuchin profited handsomely for activities that resulted in harm to thousands and thousands of working class people.
Kevin Stein is with the California Reinvestment Coalition. Mnuchin and other investors took over a failing mortgage lender in 2009 called IndyMac. They renamed it One West, and it proceeded to foreclose on tens of thousands of homes nationwide.
In a number of our surveys, One West was identified as amongst the worst servicers in terms of helping people stay in their homes when counselors thought that was possible and should have been the case.
Mnuchin and other investors sold the bank for a profit of $1.5 billion last year. Robert Jackson is professor of law at Columbia. He says Mnuchin's appointment gives him pause, but he sees a silver lining.
In order to get the housing market started again, we really need a Treasury Secretary who understands how it works.
Mnuchin's precise understanding of the housing market will be coming under a lot of scrutiny in the weeks ahead. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.